الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, we bring you another episode of our series, Signs of the Hour. We hope you're enjoying this series, finding about more signs of the Day of Judgment. Now today, the sign which we are going to discuss, the sign of Judgment Day which we are going to talk about is quite amazing and astonishing. Now what sign am I referring to? It is Dabbatul Ard, the beast of the earth. The name is a little difficult, but what does beast of the earth refer to? How will it come? Inshallah, you will hear about all of this. Now as is our way, we will also mention whether this sign has occurred or not. And any information that you receive will be from authentic sources, inshallah ta'ala, from the Quran, Hadith, and it will clarify any misconceptions you have, inshallah. Now, we know there are major signs of the Day of Judgment and minor signs. Many have been discussed, and some are yet to be discussed. Now, 10 signs are those which are major, and what has been mentioned about them in a hadith. Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Usayd Ghifari radiallahu anhu narrates, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us while we were conversing with each other. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what were you talking about? We said we were talking about Judgment Day. He said, Judgment Day will not occur until you see 10 of its signs. Now, dear viewers, try to understand this. This is a hadith through which we learn about 10 major signs of Judgment Day. Number one, smoke. Number two, Dajjal. Number three, beast of the earth. Number four, rising of the sun from the west. Number five, descent of Sayyiduna Isa bin Maryam, alayhi salam. Number six, Ya'juj Ma'juj. Number seven, sinking of the earth in the east. Number eight, sinking of the earth in the west. Number nine, sinking of the earth in the Arabian Peninsula. And number 10, a fire will break out from Yemen, which will drive people to the plain of resurrection. Now, dear viewers, we have already mentioned some of these 10 signs in our previous episodes. And one of these signs, as you just heard, is the beast of the earth, Dabbatul Ard. Now, what is it? When will it appear? What's the purpose of its emergence? What will it do? These are questions which remain in the minds of people. And today in this episode, we will clarify what the beast of the earth, Dabbatul Ard, is. And we will mention it in detail. Now, we've discussed before that after killing the Dajjal, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam will be commanded by Allah Almighty to lead the Muslims to Mount Tur, because such people will appear that nobody has the power to fight and confront. Now, who are those people? They will be the nation of Gog Magog, Ya'juj Ma'juj. And viewers, you've heard the detail in the episode regarding Ya'juj Ma'juj. Here, I'm just giving you a quick recap so that those who are watching the episode for the first time know what is going on or what is the context. Now when Muslims go to Mount Tur, Ya'juj Ma'juj will appear. They will be so abundant and the number will be unlimited. They will bring great tribulation and bloodshed in the world. And when they will be free, they will say, we have killed the people of the earth, now let's kill the dwellers of the heaven. And they will shoot their arrows towards the heaven. And when they will shoot their arrows, the arrows will return to them from heaven. And this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His wisdom, that He is going to give them respite. The arrows will be bloodstained and the Ya'juj Ma'juj will be indulged in the same acts. On the other hand, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam together with his companions will be in Mount Tur, and then Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam will pray with all of his companions. And it will be the dua of the Prophet of Allah Almighty which will be accepted, responded to in such a way that Allah Almighty will send a specific type of insect into the necks of Gog Magog, because of which all of them will die at once. Now after their death, when Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, along with the people, will come down the mountain, he will see that the entire earth is replete with the corpses and there will be a stench everywhere. Now since so many corpses will be unshrouded and unburied, it is reported that not even a handspan of the earth will be empty. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam will pray once again. And Allah Almighty will send some birds, a type of bird, which will drop the corpses of Gog Magog where Allah Almighty wills. the arrows, bows, and arrow cases of Gog Magog will be so abundant that the Muslims will burn them for 7 years. It will take 7 years to burn the arrows, the bows, and all those things. Now try to understand how abundant they will be. After that, it will rain so heavily that the earth will become smooth, and the earth will be commanded to produce fruits and bring forth its blessings, and the heavens will be commanded to pour down its blessings. There will be prosperity everywhere. Now, dear viewers, it will be the time when the beast of the earth, Dabatul Ard, will appear. There will be prosperity on the earth, but this odd and strange animal, or what can we call it, this animal will appear. And how will this happen? Dear viewers, before Judgment Day, Mount Safa in Mecca will split, and an animal will appear, come out of it, which will converse with people in clear Arabic. Yes, it will speak in clear Arabic. And this animal will mark true believers and non-believers hidden in the form of faith and differentiate between them. And the same animal is called Dabatul Ard, beast of the earth. Now let me tell you about this animal, meaning what will the body of the animal be like? What will its color be like? What will it look like? Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has said, the neck of the beast of the earth will be so long that people in the east will see it just like people in the west will observe it. Its face will be like humans, and it will eat with the mouth, and its beak will be like that of birds. Meaning that it will be quite an amazing, a different type of animal to what we normally see. It will have four legs. Its hairs will have every type of color. It will have woolen hair. The distance between both the shoulders of the beast of the earth will be equal to traveling for 3 miles. It shows how huge it will be. It will run so wildly that nobody will be able to catch it. 7 yards tall, and it will speak like common humans, normal humans. It has been said about the body of Dabatul Ard, beast of the earth, that its head will be like the head of a bull, and its eyes like the eyes of a pig. Its ears will be like the ears of an elephant. Its horns like the horns of an ibex. Its neck like the neck of an ostrich. Its chest like the chest of a lion. Its color like the color of a leopard. Its back like the back of a cat. Its tail like the tail of a ram, and its feet like the feet of a camel. Now maybe some people will be thinking, how is this possible? A combination of so many animals. Look, this animal has been created by Allah Almighty. Today, many animals are being crossbred, and some new species are being produced. This is happening before us. Experiments are being carried out in the world, and something new is being developed almost daily. So Allah Almighty, the Merciful Lord, the Creator and the Owner, He can create as He wills, and He can make things as He wills. So we should not think about this too much. The Creator and the Owner who created the entire universe, who created me and you, just think, dear viewers. It is said that more than 7 billion people are present in the world. But everyone has a different face. Everyone has a different pupil of the eye. Eye scans are carried out and people are identified. All of us have different fingerprints. Who did this? Who's behind this? It is Allah, the Creator and the Owner. He manifests His power, and it's there for all of us to witness. Let me share a little experiment with you, which is related to the same topic. If you and I were asked to draw some figures or boxes of different shapes, then we'll possibly become tired after forming 5 to 10 or 15 figures, drawings. We will not be able to draw more diagrams or boxes than that. Maybe 50 maximum. But look at the grandeur, the splendor of our Lord, that 7 billion people are present, but all of them are different. Humans have similar physiques. Everyone has 2 ears, 2 eyes, a tongue, nose, but they look different. So creating them differently is the splendor of Allah Almighty. So when our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal wills, the beast of the earth, Dabatul Ard, will appear in the world. Anyhow, it will emerge from between the mountains of Safa and Marwa and will swiftly travel all the cities. It will have the staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and the ring of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. On the foreheads of the believers, it will draw a luminous line with the staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And on the foreheads of the non-believers, it will set a black seal with the ring of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, and will clearly proclaim, this is a believer and this is a non-believer. It will differentiate between them. Everything will be clarified. At that time, every Muslim and non-believer will be revealed publicly, and nobody can hide their disbelief. This sign will never change. Now, the one who is a non-believer will not embrace faith, and the one who is a Muslim will always remain steadfast thereafter, after this has occurred. Because now the end of the world will draw near. Judgment Day will come close. There is wisdom in every act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, there is wisdom in the emergence of Dabatul Ard as well. Now, the scholars of Islam have said regarding Dabbatul Ard, the beast of the earth, that the wisdom behind its emergence, the purpose behind its coming, is to show that the Prophet whose nation the disbelievers belong to, they did not believe in the words of the Prophet. And now, with the emergence of Dabbatul Ard, they will have to believe in it through the mouth of an animal. They will have to believe in the religion of Islam, believe in Allah, and know that this was the true call, meaning the Prophet ﷺ called towards the truth. They will have to believe it through the mouth of an animal. But remember, belief at that time will bring no benefit, because it will be to disclose the ignorance of those who rejected Allah and His Prophet. And these people are fools. The time to believe has passed. Similarly, on Judgment Day, when the world will see the greatness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people will witness the intercession of the Holy Prophet alaihi wasallam. Their views at that time, non-believers will accept that he is the Prophet of Allah Almighty. He is the one who will help them. And only his words will be heard. But believing at that time will not be accepted either, will not be beneficial for them. And this is why Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmah has said, seek refuge with him today, seek help from him today. He will not help on the Day of Judgment, even if you believe in him then. So today we have to adhere to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teachings. We have to keep true faith and love for him. The same love and association will benefit us in the hereafter. Anyhow, dear viewers, after that, when the beast of the earth will travel, or when it will set a seal on the disbelievers, draw a luminous line on the foreheads of the believers, after that, another major sign of Judgment Day will occur, and that is the rising of the sun in the west instead of the east. Today, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. But there will come such a time in the world when the sun will rise in the west instead of the east, and it will set in the east. And after this sign, the door of repentance will be closed. Today, we can repent. But that day, when this happens, the sun rises in the west, repentance will not be accepted. So this brings this particular episode to a conclusion. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we'll be back with another episode soon. May Allah Almighty enable us to be steadfast in faith. May Allah Almighty safeguard the Muslims and protect them from these turmoils that will occur at the end of time, all of these tribulations that will occur. May we succeed by virtue of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen, bijahin Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.